You know, we're going to go out there and put our best foot forward and try to get this one done.
Yeah, we hear all this stuff about Greg and how well he's played the last five games and the numbers. And Aaron says that, you know, we need to get him involved. And yet at the same time, over the last five games, your numbers are pretty good, too. What does that say about this offense?
It says we got a lot of weapons, and Aaron's spreading the ball around. He's doing a good job giving us all opportunities to make some plays, and I think our offense is clicking right now. And if we can continue to move the ball the way we move the ball and convert on third downs, then we'll be all right.
The head coach said today, too, that because this group is so interchangeable, it really stresses the defense. Could you kind of expound on that a little bit?
I mean, we try to, you know, mix up the personnel, you know, go a little bit of, you know, 3-4 wide sets and, you know, 2 tight end sets, you know, try to keep the defense honest, you know, so they don't, you know, really know what we're trying to do. And, you know, I think with all the weapons we have, we can do so many personnels, you know, it's tough for a defense to cover us. So, you know, hopefully Mike will keep dialing it up, which he should, and, you know, we'll be able to continue to move the ball, you know, as long as the O-line keeps protecting Aaron like they have been, we'll be all right. Stuff all week and go in there and be ready to play a hard physical game.
The noise didn't seem to bother this team last week, but no offensive penalties. What's the key to that?
Man, we stress it all week, you know what I mean? We work on our fundamentals and all that stuff during the week, and, you know, not saying we're not going to get any more penalties ever, but, I mean, we work on that, so, you know, it's starting to pay off for us on Sunday.
James, you guys constantly work with noise. I mean, going back to training camp, going back to probably OTAs. Is that one of the factors that you guys seem to deal with, that whole thing? Because it's kind of a way of life run here. You guys always deal with it.
Yeah, it helps. I mean, as you guys, I don't know if you guys are in there while the noise is going on, but, you know, we pump the noise up on the speakers. You know, we can't hear what Aaron's saying, so we rely a lot on our signal. So we're prepared when we go in there on Sundays, and, you know, it helps us communicate a lot better.